Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the third Psalm, Psalm 3. And we've read through the whole thing, and I want to back up a little bit and just look at the verses a little more slowly and give some time to think about some things. Now, remember, this one has a title, and I use that phrase loosely, because what are these titles anyway? Some psalms have titles, some don't. And there's all sorts of understandings about it. As a matter of fact, some people believe that these titles were written down by David. It says a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom. Okay, that might be. More than likely, it was somebody else later that wrote this type of thing to give some understanding about who wrote this. You would normally think if a title was there that it applies to the psalm that is there. But there's a school of thought, and it's a strong school of thought, that these things are sort of mislabeled, and it really applies to the psalm that is before it, that title. I'm not going to get into that right now. I just put it out there for you, that if you ever encounter that, that that is a legitimate area of exploration in theology. So anyway, this is the Psalm of David, and it's when Absalom, his son, was trying to usurp his throne, and David was fleeing before him. And remember what David said, this first verse, he says, O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. And there's all sorts of cross-references in the scripture for everything that David's saying right here in 2 Samuel, particularly for this verse, about how the enemies were coming against him and were siding with Absalom. And you say, well, okay, that's great. Is this just a historical kind of thing? Does this have anything to say to us? No, it has a great deal to say to us. Do we have enemies that are rising against us? Do we have foes? Yes, we do. Sometimes they are external. Sometimes they are internal. Often they say what these enemies were saying to David. Verse 2, it said that they were saying, there is no salvation for him in God. There is no salvation for him in God. And then you have this word, Selah. Remember how we were talking about that, that it means something, but we're not sure what. I think it derives its meaning contextually. Sometimes it may be a musical instruction or a liturgy instruction. Or it may be just a phrase saying, hey, think about this. Rest on this. Meditate upon this. But David knew what they were saying about him. They were saying that there is no hope. There is no salvation for him. Now, something I find interesting in this psalm, and not just this psalm, but all the other ones, is that you're going to find that this is setting up some things that David says later. Like in the 71st psalm, he's going to say something about that God, people are saying that God has forsaken him, this kind of thing. But it's not true. Look at verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. This is what David is saying. Here he mentions a shield about me. He's going to talk about this shield in the 28th Psalm, the 84th Psalm, 119th Psalm. Okay, he's going to pick up this idea that the Lord is the one who protects. It's nothing new. God has said the same thing to Abram in Genesis 15:1. He told Abraham, he said, don't fear. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. So David knew of this, but he presents God here as a shield, and we're going to see it throughout the Psalms the same way, and that he's a shield about me. What does that mean? Well, he encompasses all around us. God is our protector. He is our shield. We see this in Job, okay, where the adversary was accusing God. And he says, well, no, I can't get to Job because you put a hedge of protection about him. You put a shield about him. So David is saying, but you, Lord, are a shield about me. You are my glory and the lifter of my head. And again, we're going to see this in Psalm 27, this idea that God is the one that lifts up our head. God is the one that encourages it. You see the same thing in Job 10. So David says, God, since you are my shield, since you're my glory, since you're the lifter of my head, here's what I did. And he's going to say, I cried out to you, I laid down, I woke again, and I will not be afraid. He said, I cried out to the Lord. And again, we're going to see this in the 77th Psalm, the 142nd Psalm, of crying out to God, and God will hear us. But not only will he hear us, he will answer us. And in Psalm 34, 60, 108, 6, 34 again, we see where the Lord answers us from his holy hill. And so we're going to see all these truths over and over and over again. So David says, I cried out to the Lord, he answered me. I lay down and slept. In other words, I was at peace. I can get a good night's rest. Again, we're going to see that in Psalm. I think the fourth Psalm, I think, speaks to that. He says, I lay down and I woke up, for the Lord sustained me. As we mentioned in the previous episode, if we wake up, we're able to wake up because it is the Lord who sustains us. It is the Lord who maintains us. Then verse 6, he says, I will not be afraid of many thousands. And again, we're going to see this in the 23rd Psalm and the 27th Psalm. Even though thousands may come, he says, I will not be afraid of people who have set themselves against me all around. Notice how this is sort of a determinative type of decision. He says, I will not be afraid. Folks, we just need to make that decision. We need to determine that in the Lord, we will not be afraid. We have no need to be afraid in the Lord. Now, it doesn't mean there won't be fearful situations that come against us. But this is talking about being consumed with fear, being so bound by fear and anxiety that we're not able to move or do anything. He says, I will not do that. I will not be afraid. And then verse 7, this will be the last verse we'll look at today. Well, maybe not. We'll look at all of them, last two verses. Verse 7, he says, Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. And we see the pictures of this in Job and Psalms again. Why is he not afraid? Why can he sit there and say, I will not be afraid? Because God is the one who saves us. God is the one that will strike our enemies on the cheek. God is the one who will break the teeth of the wicked. And he's crying out, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, you save me in the midst of this situation. God, you are the one. Because of that, I will not be afraid. And then the last verse of the Psalm, verse 8, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. And that salvation belongs to God. We see that in the 37th Psalm, 62nd Psalm. You see it in Isaiah and a couple of places, Jeremiah, Hosea, Jonah, Revelation. Okay. Repeated over and over and over that salvation belongs to the Lord. If salvation belongs to the Lord, then I have no right, folks, to walk in fear. I have no right to choose fear. We turn to the Lord and we choose the Lord and realize that our salvation is in him. He is the one that will lift our head. He is the one that sustains us. He is our shield, our glory, our lifter, our protector. Then why walk in the deception of the evil one? So let me encourage you to do what the psalmist did three times right here. In the verse 3, in the verse 4, the end of the last verse, verse 8, where it says, your blessing be on your people, Selah. Three times he says, Selah. Three times he says, think about this. The first time where it says, when the enemy is saying there's no salvation for him and God, hey, think about that. Because last time he says what? Salvation belongs to the Lord your God, Selah. And remember that the Lord, when you cry out to him, he answers from his holy hill, Selah. That's actually very exciting, isn't it? Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.